Your thoughts matter. Direct your life to possibilities by choosing to think happy thoughts. Today on Growing Hope, we will share ideas on how to direct the thoughts so we can put others before self.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello there, and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing in understanding our place in God's purpose. I am Catherine Lang, your purveyor of snarky rainbows, offering a little bit of twisted encouragement to keep the day interesting. Encouraging you inspires me to encourage more. So thank you so much for joining me today. You are going to have to deal with people. And so you might as well deal with people that make you smile, right? But most of the time we think about if we're not getting along where we are, we should find new people. People that are going to encourage us, people that are going to support us, people that are going to help us along on the journey. And that's a good idea, but it turns out you can find better people not by changing the people you're around, but by making the change of thoughts that you have about the people you're already around. The thoughts you have matter, so choose to think happy thoughts. And you shift the thoughts when you intentionally look for ways to shift. So be on the lookout for the needs. Watch for those moments when you can help or serve or engage with encouragement. Be realistic. Know your abilities so that you don't get tangled in thoughts about your limitations. Be alert for God at work. When you look for God at work, your thoughts shift to God's promises. Be willing to let go. Don't waste your energy or your resources on things that you can't control or change. And see beyond the moment. See beyond this world. When you see past the stuff of the world, you'll begin to live out your possibilities. Look beyond what is there to see more than self. I woke up late. I knew I was late because without even looking at the clock, because the sun was coming through the windows, and I always get up before sunrise, especially when the government has stolen my morning. So I jumped up and I rushed around trying to get ready. The hectic attitude and the rushed actions clouded my thoughts, and it made me snappy with my family. I woke up late another morning, and I started to jump out of the bed to rush around and get ready for the day. Instead, I forced myself to lie back down in the bed. I closed my eyes. I intentionally took several deep breaths, and I made myself relax. I then got up and went towards into my day, and I had a different focus. Now, I was still running late, but the choice to change my actions and just shift my focus changed my thoughts, and changing my thoughts changed my attitudes for the day. Your thoughts matter. What's running through your head right now? You have to be intentional about what you think, and you have to be purposeful in changing what you're thinking about if you're going to create an attitude of service that allows you to make room for putting others before self. The self is going to demand its way. Self is going to be loud, and self is going to know the right buttons to push because it's you, right? So you have to be intentional in finding your way and your rhythm for making the space to put others before self. You have to create the safe space that makes you confident in doing for others. You have to be intentional about choosing to do for others. And it all starts in the mind. As a man thinks, so is he. It's that simple. And I'm going to say it again and again, because the thoughts have so much power in the actions that we do. The thoughts will drive you to, when you think about something, that's what commercials do. They drive you to think about something so that you follow through. When you think about, you see somebody on TV eating popcorn, you think about popcorn. You're like, oh, I really would like to have some popcorn. And now I want popcorn. Because that's what thoughts do. Thoughts drive actions. So if you want to have a life where you are putting others before self, then you have to be thinking about others in a positive light. And you have to be creating this space to make that possible and to allow those thoughts to happen. The right thoughts create the better attitude, and you need a better attitude to find your way to put others before self. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to work through these 5 ways to tame the thoughts. Growing Hope will be back after these messages. I have a secret. Actually, I have 8 secrets, and I'm going to share them with you. Hi, I'm Catherine Lang, and I am the Husband Whisperer. I've learned the secrets for having the perfect spouse.
The Husband Whisperer by Catherine C. Lang. Available at most online bookstores, or you can purchase your copy by visiting www.catherinelang.com/books.
The music for this production was created by Kevin MacLeod and Compotech.com and is licensed under Creative Commons by attribution.
Mason Hawks of the United Earth Central Core. I've encountered an unidentified spacecraft that has refused to answer all attempts to communicate. It has reacted in a hostile manner and launches several combat fighters to engage me. My ship is damaged and I'm not going to make it, so I've done a memory scan and embedded it in this transmission. Please. I'm not sure how I got here or even where here is.
Can you boost the signal?
I woke up in the wreckage of a crashed shuttle. Is anyone receiving this? Can anyone out there hear me?
The relay satellite has been destroyed. My signal's too weak.
If you can hear this, you've got to warn Earth. We are being invaded.
There's no hope of warning Earth in time.
The aliens that shot down my shuttlecraft plan to take over UCC territory.
They surrounded the station.
I'm stranded on this primitive backwater planet and trapped in some kind of experimental biosuit. We are being attacked by some
There's
sort of...
There's just too many of them.
Some sort of shape-changing alien beings. If you are receiving this... Please, relay the warning to Earth.
Stars of the Connery by S.P. Dorning. Ask for it at your local bookstore or order it on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble today. Audio produced by SpiritBlade.net. Christian sci-fi and fantasy. Unsterilized, unsafe, unleashed.
Welcome back to Growing Hope, where we are thinking the thoughts that shift the attitudes. I am Catherine Lang, Hope Smith, and Dream Igniter, daring you to dream big and live bold. If you're ready to fly into your possibilities, visit whiteboardofworlddomination.com for the 8 steps to make it so. Stepping into you, the unique you that grows up from your heart seed, requires focused thoughts. Into, from, and for your design. You are unique in all the world, but growing up your uniqueness begins with a focus on others over self. Putting others first, it elevates you as well. It's not like it's going to leave you behind. It begins with thoughts. As a man thinks, so is he. And as a man thinks, so will he be towards others. If you think mean, if you think harsh thoughts, those thoughts will be reflected in your actions. So make a purposeful choice to think positives, to think hope, and to think encouragement so that all that you think pours out onto the others that you encounter. So first, we're going to be on the watch for the needs of others. When you keep your mind searching for things that you can do for others, ways you can help others, or moments you can serve others, it shifts the thoughts away from self. It is hard to feel sorry for self when you aren't focused on self. I joined a 40-day challenge that added one action or activity every day, and one of those weeks it called for me to find a way to serve others every day. It could be a little gesture, as long as it wasn't something that benefited me directly. Now, because I was home with the boys almost all day, every day, I had to actively seek out opportunities to serve others. And that focus, it kept me from lingering on my own problems or struggles. You change your thoughts when you change your focus. Second, be realistic about where you are, what you have, and what you can do. If you stretch yourself too thin, then you're going to snap. And usually that backlash affects everyone around you. So know your limits and be okay with saying no. I grew up thinking that saying no was rude. Now, I'm not sure if that was an etiquette thing I was taught or if it was just a delusional idea I concocted on my own. But, and either is possible, believe me. But it doesn't matter how I got there, I got there. I didn't want to hurt others by saying no. Now, I would make excuses, which, ironically, turns out to be another way to say no. I would also halfway commit, but not really, and I would have no intention of following through anyway, which is an even worse way of saying no, now that I think about it. And it's way more rude than just coming out right and saying no. And of course, there were those times when I take on more than I could handle, and something would suffer because of the overload. And that something was usually me. Stay in your wheelhouse so you can keep the wheels turning and so that you can keep the wheels on. Third, be alert for God at work. Looking for God keeps the mind focused on God. And a mind focused on God develops a solid foundation of positive thoughts. I went through the Bible study, Experiencing God, by Henry Blackaby. Actually, I've gone through it multiple times and I need to go through it again. But every single time I'm reminded that when you see God at work somewhere, that's your invitation to join Him in His work. I began actively seeking to find God at work around me. And when I was busy looking for God at work, then I didn't have time to focus on the chaos of the world. Looking out for God creates a heart centered on God. Fourth, be willing to let go. Know your place, stay in your lane, and let the rest just flow on by. This is not to say that you don't need to stretch beyond your comfort zone. You do. You cannot stay where you are and get to where you want to go. It's just to say that you don't want to wade into noise and chaos that was better left alone. Nobody ever wins an argument. Nobody ever wins an argument. I was sitting in a Sunday school class listening to the teaching and the engagement that was going on, and the leader encouraged us to confront others about the word. And that was the one point I decided to confront him with. I wanted to disagree, and I explained to him how I didn't think his point on confrontation would work. Now, the way I did it was intentional, just so you know. So we proceeded to go back and forth, and others got involved, and emotions began to get stirred. I finally pointed out that arguing over scripture was pointless because nobody wins an argument. He made a face at me, and he shook his head, and he said, "I see what you did there." Arguments are wasted energy. Instead, look for positive ways to invest that energy in actions and attitudes that can truly affect others in a positive way. And finally, develop a habit of seeing beyond the moment. We live life one moment at a time, but by the time the first moment is gone, another moment is rolling by too. If you get tangled in any one moment, you won't be able to see the next moments, and you'll struggle to learn from the past moments because you're so tangled up in where you are. Now, I know I'm blessed because I have a natural ability to see beyond the moments, and it's an ability that I have intentionally practiced so that I am even more content in the moment. I am content here while I am reaching for there. I believe in being at peace where I am while daring to reach the possibilities at the same time. My husband was not born with that natural ability. Nor was it nurtured in him. Now, he is getting a little bit better every day. But he has a habit of mulling over mistakes until those mistakes dictate every step he takes. He often struggles to see more or to do more because he's tangled in the negatives. If you're going to be free to put others before self, then you need to get untangled from the moments that are gone by. Remember, today is a new day. So set your thoughts on today being a very good day, and you'll discover that today is getting even better. Changing your thoughts about the moment and in the moment will open your ability to reach beyond the moment. You are called to love God, and through that love, to love others. You begin the process of loving others and putting them before self when you change your thought process. Your thoughts direct your life. Think possible, and you'll live possibility. The way you choose to think about people, about situations, and about tomorrow will directly affect how you act in the situation, towards the people, and about tomorrow in today. The only way you are ever going to adjust out of where you are and to make room to be a blessing and to be of service to others is to shift your thoughts into possibility thinking. It is not a woo-woo kind of thing. It is not a beyond comprehension. It is very simple. Make the choice right now to start thinking positive. And when you think a negative, correct yourself and think something positive, just like I did when I was getting up that morning. Instead of focusing on how late I was, I relaxed and tried to find positives. Ooh, the birds are chirping. Ooh, the sky is beautiful. Shift the thoughts so you think the positive. Shift your focus so the thoughts begin to be possibility thinking, and then you direct your life into possibility living. You have to be willing and invested in changing your thoughts so you can prepare the space for putting others before self. Growing Home needs to take one more break. And when we come back, we're going to close out these thought-shifting processes so that we can build this life of our place in purpose. Growing Hope will be back after these brief messages.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
I want to be a bike that races around the
country.
When
I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
I grow up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be
a...
I want to be
a... I want to be
a... I want to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Travel along with Cal, Press, and Spencer as they search the Alabama Gulf Coast, Gulf Shores, and Fort Morgan to Dolphin Island, Fort Gaines, for a treasure hidden away by centuries.
You dare uncover the secrets held by Mystery Rock? Come along in Catherine C. Lang's new middle school tourism fictional novel series, Scouting Out Adventure. Get the first book, Mystery Rock, in paperback and ebook at Amazon.com or KatherineLang.com.
Are you ready to break out of the ordinary into the extraordinary? Did you know that you were designed on purpose for a purpose and that your purpose is unique in all the world? Place and Purpose offers four questions to begin unlocking your uniqueness and then creating a plan to pursue your purpose with boldness. Order your copy by visiting www.katherinelang.com/books.
The music for this production was created by Kevin McLeod and Pompatech.com. It's licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution.
Welcome back to this final segment of today's Growing Hope, where we are changing the thoughts to change lives by shifting our focus to possibility thinking. I am Katherine Lang, your focus coach and encourager extraordinaire. If you need a little jumpstart for uncovering your heart seed, visit coachforfocus.com and set up a free 30-minute jumpstart call today. A life focused on possibilities will live extraordinary. And you're called to live extraordinary. You are made to live a life exceedingly abundantly above all you can think or imagine. And I don't know about you, but I have a powerful imagination. So living out your extraordinary begins by uncovering and growing up your heart seed. You reveal your heart seed when you're invested in loving God, and through that love, loving others. God first, others second. Putting others before self will require a mind shift. You have to think different to live different. Your thoughts matter, so be invested in happy thoughts. Be watchful for the needs of others. Be realistic about your resources. Be alert for God at work. Be okay with letting things go and see beyond the moment. Choose thoughts that create the space for possibility living. I had not been feeling well. The weather was gray, my head was stuffy, and I wanted a nap. I really wanted a nap. The more I thought about it, the more gray, stuffy, and tired things became. And then my friend shared a video that made me smile. And another friend shared a struggle she was going through. So I passed on the little smile from the first friend to the second friend. And then I found a few more materials that would help her through the struggle. And while I was looking for those, I found a few more videos packed with smiles and humor and a little snarky rainbows, and I shared those with other people. And in return, those people shared back more smiles and laughter and joy. And before long, I was feeling more energized and determined because my focus had shifted from the bleak and the gray to the bright smiles. Shift your focus. Change your thoughts. Dominate your world. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope. Your investment encourages me to do a little bit more, to take one more step, to dare to keep going. So how can I encourage you today? Email me at contact@growinghoperadio.com with questions, thoughts, or ideas. And also, share Growing Hope with a friend that you know needs that little extra encouragement or laughs or smiles. It's always a little better when we journey together. And if you've missed any of the Place and Purpose episodes of Growing Hope, you can always watch, listen, and engage over at growinghoperadio.com. And you can listen to the Balanced Life series that came before this. These next few weeks, we're going to continue working through the book Place and Purpose, which will launch the Harness Your Why process. If you want to know more about the process or to purchase your copy of the book, visit harnessyourwhy.com. I dare you to change your thoughts, to focus on the positive and the possibilities, especially when it comes to dealing with people. That little shift, it will change your whole world. Shifting that focus from complaining, cursing, to a positive, hopeful, possibility thought will change your attitude and change your focus. And in that shift, it will change your world. You will never be able to change people. I can't emphasize that enough. You will never be able to change people. And even if you change where you are, where you're working, where you're going to church, where you're going to school, you're still going to encounter people. And even if you don't encounter people, you'll be there. And you are people. So instead of trying to change people, change your thoughts about the people that are around you, and you will make a change in your life. Shift the thoughts to change your world. I am Catherine Lang, and I am here to tell you that hope makes a difference because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish a foundation of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.